Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Boogie check, ooh-ah.
Boogie check, ooh-ah.
And a fine tone it is, too. Well. Ho. Good evening, Boogie Checkers, and a good evening to you. Tis I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Well, then, stop whatever you're doing and give me a call at 312-981-7200 to get on the Boogie Check of Life, the Boogie Check, The Boogie Check of Life. Now, what does that mean, Johnny Boy? That means that whatever happens in life can happen on the Boogie Check, but that's not my job. You need to put it there, and you do so by calling 312-981-7200. And as a special inducement, a bribe, a stimulus package, we have a prize. That's right. A prize for the very first call at 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. That is the telephone number on the Boogie Check of Life, waiting to give you, that first caller, a prize. Now, allow me to expound a little bit on my upcoming program schedule. Now, you know, the Blackhawks, right? they got a couple of games that were scheduled this week, and they will not take place. For whatever reason, you know, I don't even need to know. All I know is that when a game gets canceled, I remember that one, can I go to Bob or no? Yeah. Hey, Bob, you're on Boogie Check. Hello.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Bob, I'm fine. How are you? How was your holiday?
It was better than I deserve. But
really? No kidding.
How about for you?
Oh, I had a great time. Didn't do anything. very quiet. Although did go over to my wife daughter's house, and there was a brand new baby there. It was a few days old, so that's always fun.
And, excellent. Yeah. Sounds low key and very. Hanging out with the family. That's great.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Had some prime rib, mashed potatoes. It was all good.
How do you like your prime rib?
Medium rare.
Yeah, me too. Me
good.
Too.
Yeah. It was so good, I didn't even use steak sauce.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, now I'm making myself hungry. I'm sorry, Bob, am I making you hungry? I didn't mean to.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Right.
We
all
had
right.
some Texas barbecue, and it was really good.
That sounds awfully delicious. Yeah. Well, you know, the gift given has not ended, because since you are the first call, Bob, at 312-981-7200, we are going to give you a limited edition, extremely exclusive WGN retro T-shirt. I have one. My wife says I look great in it, and I'm sure yours will fit you perfectly. So congratulations on that. Stay on the line so that Tom can get your information and we can get you the shirt. And thank you for calling, and have a happy new year. There goes Bob, B-O-B. Let's go to Ron. Ron, you're on the Boogie Check. Hello, Ron.
Hi. Hey, so I caught the tail end of that conversation. So for steak sauce, I love A1 Bold on any steak that I cook. I don't care how great I make it on the grill or anything like that. But the reason I called, or the reason I'm talking to you, is there a better town in the United States when the Bears are winning? I mean, I'm a South Side. I love the White Sox.
Yeah.
You know, the whole Cubs deal back when they won it. Great. I felt great for them because in 2005 when we won it was great. Yep. I wanted everybody to share in that. But is there really a better town in America than when the Bears are winning?
Probably not. And I love that game on Sunday because...
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was the Nick Foles Bowl, I called it. A lot of people are calling it a lot of different things, but it was everything that hadn't happened all year. You know, they made some of the mistakes. They made some of the mistakes they made throughout the rest of the year, but then there were moments where, for instance, the touchdown and the 2-point conversion that were right out of, you know, right out of storybook football. It was just
I was at a bar on the south side. The place went nuts. Like, we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What I would call it, it's the Nick Foles next contract bowl. You know, somebody's going to pick him up. Somebody's going to pick him up as a backup. I mean, he sat for 13 games, 14 games. Hasn't done anything probably in practice. And he came out and executed the offense better than anybody that's played this year.
Well, the Bears and the Seattle Seahawks now have the same record. Think about that.
Yeah. Well, going into that game, there was no way we thought we'd win.
Not at all. Not at all. But whenever I see snow, I always sort of get a feeling that, anything could happen here. Because
no doubt about it.
Football in the snow is one of my favorite things. And my brother lives in Bellingham, Washington, which is basically down the expressway from Seattle. And I had talked to him on Christmas, and they were getting 2 inches of snow per hour. And I'm like, well, it's 40-some degrees here. We don't have anything. And I, turned on the game on Sunday, and there's the snow, and I'm rubbing my hands together. Yeah, here we go. But you're right. Man, when the Bears win, this is the best place. This is the best place to be. Absolutely.
We have the best. I mean, there ain't a better place to live in June, July, and August in the country either than right here.
You better believe it. I'm right with you, Ron. Thanks for calling, man.
Right.
Have a great New Year. So Wanda Young, as a member of the Motown group, the Marvelettes, has passed away. And, of course, they had a huge hit in Please, Mr. Postman, which was also recorded by the Beatles. As a matter of fact, the song was Motown's first number one pop hit. And here is the story behind that song.
And Wanda Rogers become the Marvelettes. Catherine recalls their first million seller.
Hi. We became involved with Motown really through a talent show that we had in school. And we were supposed to be auditioned by someone from the company. And that's how really it all got started.
Yeah, okay.
We worked, for instance, like service particular. I imagine that there's quite a few fellas that don't get mail, and this is a thing. I think that might be one of the reasons that it really clicked the way it did, because maybe their wife or their girlfriend hadn't gotten a letter from them, or say, for instance, like college fellas, if they're gone away or their girlfriends are gone away, they're looking for this letter form, sense of security.